السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاۃ والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ، ونشهد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ، ونشهد ان سیدنا ونبینا وشفیعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام، most respected brothers, our sisters at the madrasa, and those listening over receivers. Over the past 2 or 3 weeks, we have been discussing some incidents. Last week, we discussed an ayat of the Quran Sharif of how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala destroyed the qawm of Fir'aun, how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala assisted and helped Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, how the dua of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam drew the help and nusrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. I was thinking of discussing another of the anbiya, but it so happened that just before the maghrib salat, before coming here, this kitab I picked up and opened, and the first page that came in before my eyes was Hikayat of Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. So we are going to discuss what seems to have been planned by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If you look at the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, or you look at the lives of the companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, or you look at the life of Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam, then there are so many incidents in their lives from which we can either take consolation or lessons. At present, we know that the Muslim Ummah is suffering. Wherever you look at the Muslim Ummah, there seems to be a kind of a test and trial that they are facing, of a very severe kind. We acknowledge that it is our weakness, our shortcomings, our faults, our sins on an individual level that brings difficulties, hardships, pain and suffering from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And on a national and international level, when the large percentage of the ummah engages in disobedience of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we get these type of tests and trials, or these type of difficulties and hardships. But at the same time, we must not lose the balance, that it is not always because of sins, it is not always because of disobedience, it is not always because of vices and evils and rejection. So for those believers who go through severe tests and trials, true believers, people who are truly believing in Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they are making every effort to follow the Quran and the Sunnah, then we must conclude that that is a rahmat and a mercy of Allah Ta'ala in a disguised form. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned very, very clearly, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ. We will definitely, most certainly test you with some fear. We have discussed that ayat in detail many times, with hunger, wal-ju, من الجوع والخوف, from hunger, fear, a loss in wealth. Just giving you the explanation of the whole ayat, that all the different ni'mats and bounties that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given, whether it is in the form of gold, silver, property, life, factories, mills, farms, profession, whatever you can think of, there can be tests and trials that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will send. However, the conclusion of that ayat is what gives us great amount of consolation, great amount of hope, and that is that those people who difficulties come upon them, then Allah Ta'ala says that they say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Verily we are from Allah, and to Allah Ta'ala is our return. That is what they say. And also Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala at the very beginning of that ayat, he says, Inna Allaha ma'as sabirin. Allah Ta'ala addresses the believers and says, seek help of Allah Ta'ala with salat and with patient perseverance. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is with those who patiently persevere. So that is what the Muslim Ummah will have to face. So as long as the person is a true believer, he's got his faith and trust and hope in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then those difficulties and hardships and problems that come, straight away look into the Quran Sharif, the different Anbiya, prophets of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The Bani Israel, look at the number of Anbiya that they murdered, they killed. Even slicing from the head, taking a saw, putting it on the head and slicing into two parts. A Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. Look about and read the incident of Hazrat Yahya, Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam, and so many others. What kind of pain and suffering they had to endure. When it comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, then if there is a boycott of the Muslims, then there cannot be any boycott worse than the boycott of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his people, which I have discussed at length in one of the majlis. 3 solid years, and what a kind of boycott. If people are prevented from entering Makkah Mukarrama or entering Madina Tayyiba or entering Masjid al-Aqsa or entering any other Muqaddas place, so then look at Sulh, the Hudaybiyah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was stopped at Hudaybiyah. Now if we are going to go in that direction, we won't come to what I want to discuss. But what I am getting across to you is that whatever kind of torture, murder, killing, burning, looting, whatever you will hear of in our time, then you will find something far more worse, far more difficult test and trial that came upon the companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam himself. But look at how much of trust and faith they had in Allah Ta'ala, that it did not cause them to divert from the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. It didn't make them complain of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. There are so many people who are losing their iman looking at what is happening in Palestine, and that is the reason why I'm going on and on with these type of incidents and this question of hope for this patience and sabr which the Ummah has to exercise and what they get as rewards. The reason for that is that we are answering and replying to letters, telephonic questions, SMSs, personal discussions with young people and old people. And many of them don't say it very straight and boldly and loudly, but in their hearts, na'uzubillah, na'uzubillah, they are beginning to believe that Allah Ta'ala is now unjust. Instead of those Yahudi zalims being unjust and unfair, and those Yahudi zalims destroying and bombarding and pillaging and plundering, so whatever they will have to face in their lives, instead of blaming them, now suddenly we are talking about Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, na'uzubillah, has become very unjust and unfair. they give the reasons why they believe in them. So we as believers are being tested. Our iman is being tested. Our yaqeen in Allah Ta'ala is being tested. Our tawakkul and trust in Allah Ta'ala is tested. It is easy to say, I believe in Allah Ta'ala as He is with all His names and qualities. So when we say that, آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ كَمَا هُوَ بِأَسْمَائِهِ وَصِفَاتِهِ وَقَبِلْتُ جَمِيعَ أَحْكَامِهِ, so we have accepted all the attributes of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala as He is. Whether we understand it or not, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is extremely just and fair. And Allah Ta'ala is the wisest. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's wisdom. Can anybody have any kind of doubt on that? And then we forget to realize that we are the creation of Allah Ta'ala. We are His bandas, we are His ghulam. We have got no right at all to make decisions for Allah Ta'ala. He is going to make the decision with regards to us. As to which route He wants to take us through, which you have been listening to 120 times. Bekefi mebi to hamne ek kaif musalsal dekha hai jis hal mein bhi wo rakhte hain us hal ko akmal dekha hai jis raah se wo le jaate hain us raah ko ashal dekha hai jis raah ko hum tajweez kare us raah ko asqal dekha hai. I explained this many times, but the gist of it for those who may not have attended those programs. It is only Allah Ta'ala who chooses the route. And there are only two roads. One is the road of sabr and one is the road of shukr. Isi tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna, kabhi dil pe sabr karna, kabhi dil se shukr karna. اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا کبھی دل سے صبر کرنا کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا. There's no other way to get to Allah تبارک و تعالی. If you are given bounties, نعمتs, then make shukr, and if you are tested, then make sabr. Make use of the means what Allah تعالی has created. If there's sickness, go take medication. If there's poverty, go to the marketplace. Make use of one's physical strength and whatever other means Allah Ta'ala has created. After that, resign one's will to the will of Allah Ta'ala. Whichever route Allah Ta'ala chooses for whomsoever, that is the best of all routes. So if we are going to sit and keep on planning and planning that Allah Ta'ala should have done this for us, Allah Ta'ala should have done that for us, why did Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala delay this for us, and why did Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala hasten certain thing for us? Couldn't Allah Ta'ala also have given us some opportunity, some time, instead of shaking our livers up and bringing us to our senses? And sometimes we say that, why didn't Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us certain ni'mats and certain bounties as He blessed others with? So we are not there to make all these decisions for Allah Ta'ala. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not run a government like our government. Allah Ta'ala is not Allah Ta'ala because of election and selection. We haven't elected Allah Ta'ala. Yes, there is a selection, meaning that we have chosen Allah. We are not those that worship idols. We say we have just one Allah. He is our Ma'bud. We are going to bow down before none but Him. That's our choice. So Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, and let's get to what we are intending to discuss. That Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, little children who do Islamic studies, it's about the first story of those few that they come across when they are dealing with the lives of the companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And because Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala was the muazzin of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's masjid, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam appointed him as the muazzin. So when we are discussing azan, in the chapter under azan, the discussion of Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala now comes. So tonight although we know the story very well, but to refreshen our iman, that whatever kind of torture and difficulty and hardship and pain and suffering people may be enduring, but look at the type of pain and suffering that Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala underwent. But did he give up his iman? Did he give up his Islam? Did he complain to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, "Oh Allah, what a kind of Allah you are, na'uzu billah. What kind of injustice is this, that I accept Islam, I pledge my loyalty to you, I believe in you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also made so much of promises, and you have made so much of promises for the believers in the Quran Sharif. So why am I undergoing this suffering?" So let us listen to it in the words of Arif Billah Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Damat Barakatuh. Because whatever comes out from the hearts of the Arif Billah, or whatever comes out from the hearts of the walis of Allah Ta'ala, then I've explained to you that it comes out in the capsule of Noor. Their hearts are reservoirs of ikhlas and filled with Noor and tajalliyat of Rabbi Ta'ala. And therefore their words also, they come out in that capsule of Noor. And then the impact and the effect that that has on the heart, our words do not have that kind of impact. Because ours are empty words. We say the same thing, we use the same words, it's the same vocab, the same language. But that is the difference. One great Allah wala, his son qualified as an alim and returned. So now in his majlis, there used to be thousands of people. So when his son qualified and came, so he told his son, "Well, today you give the bayan." So his son gave the bayan. Nothing happened. People just sat, listened, stared at him, and nothing happened. No effect and impact. Because he had not as yet made his tazkiyah. After that, this great wali of Allah Ta'ala, he said that last night, the wife left the milk open. The milk, she didn't cover it up. She forgot. So one cat came and licked from that bowl of milk. That's all he said. And that old majma, somebody may Allah, and somebody making nara takbir, and it's like what the impact it had. Everybody was like shaken up. Now what did he say? Nothing. He just said one cat came and licked some milk from the bowl that was left open. But the message that he gave is that in your whole bayan and your whole speech, you said a lot of things, alhamdulillah. But why that didn't have that impact that these few words of mine had? So their words are the same that we use. But the impact is very, very different. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu Habsh ke rehne wale the. He was from Ethiopia. That time it was called Abyssinia. Aur Umayya bin Khalf naam ke ek Yahudi ke ghulam the. And he was the ghulam, he was the slave. The moment we say slave, we must know those days the slave, they used to beat them up, they used to punish them, it was only Islam that came and gave them rights. How they must be treated, give them the food that you eat, give them the clothes that you wear, treat them with kindness, all the rest of the things Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came and taught. And slowly, slowly they freed those slaves. So he was the slave of this Umayya bin Khalf, who was a Yahudi. So this is coming from those times, these Yahudis, merciless. Most of them, that was the mizaj. There was no mercy, no sympathy, no compassion. But the same people, when they came into Islam, then look at what they did. When they accepted Islam, then look at what they did. What kind of compassion, mercy, kindness came into their lives. I can give you many examples of that. But here we are discussing Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. فضل الہی سے جب ان کو ایمان نصیب ہوا تو اسلام کا اس وقت ابتدائی زمانہ تھا. That was the beginning, the early days of Islam, when he accepted Islam. دشمنان اسلام مسلمانوں کو چین سے دیکھنا نہیں چاہتے تھے. The enemies of Islam did not want to see the Muslims in peace. They did not want to see them enjoy the bounties of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They were full of jealousy, full of malice. Allah ki noor ko bujane ke liye din raat har mumkin koshish karte the. لیکن اللہ تعالیٰ نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ ہم تو اپنا نور مکمل کر کے رہیں گے چاہے کفار کو کتنا ہی ناگوار ہو. هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ. So Allah تبارک و تعالیٰ was going to make his nur dominant. The kuffar and the mushrikeen and the Yahud, Nasara, they all tried their level best to extinguish this fire of Islam and the noor of Islam, but there was no question of them succeeding. The more they tried to suppress it, the more it progressed. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, agar chahte to apna iman makhfi rakh sakte the. It was permissible for them if they wanted to keep their iman in their hearts and practice upon Islam, then there was certain kinds of concessions given in certain conditions. If Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala wanted, then he could have concealed his iman from this Umayyah bin Khalf, who was a merciless torturer. But look what Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala does. لیکن اللہ تعالیٰ کی محبت نے کلمہ توحید ظاہر کرنے پر انہیں مجبور کر دیا اور نعرہ احد لگانے پر عشق حقیقی نے اس کو مستر کر دیا. But that ایمان which had come into his heart, that نور which had come into his heart, that اسلام which had come into his heart, that ایمان which had come into his heart, there was no question of telling him that must conceal it, and he was not let people come to know that you are a believer. We start hiding our Islam. When it is an occasion now to make our salat, then we say, how can we make salat now? You have so many non-Muslims are walking up and down here. How can we make salat? At the airport, how can we make our salat? Football ground, cricket ground, all the other grounds, go and see there how many Muslims, how many namazes of theirs during the day, it's all gone. Some of them who are 5-time namazis also are ashamed to get up and go and make the namaz. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala is not afraid. He does not want to keep his iman concealed. Jaan ishq ne jab mehboob ke haath mein khanjar ishq dekh liya to be khauf o khatar maqtal ki janib daur padi. So that was the ishq in the heart of Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. As Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi says that when he saw the sword in the hand, when he saw the sword in the hand of the Mehboob, of the beloved, and he got the feeling that the Mehboob or the beloved wants to use the sword over his neck, so the Ashik goes forward and says, there's my neck, place it here quickly. What is the delay? Because you are my Mehboob. The Ashik of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is like that. They say, Ya Allah, what is the delay? Bless me with the jam of Shahadat. That is Shahadat. Ashik of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala can only give his life and become a shaheed. Uhud ke shaheedo ke khune wafa se sabak leke paabande dastoor honga. 70 sahabas wrote the history of Islam with the blood of their bodies in Uhud, besides all the others who became shaheed in other places. 70 companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam just in one battle. What is the shan of the sahaba is a subject on its own. Just one drop of the sahabi's blood is so precious. Then what about the blood of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which oozed in the Battle of Uhud or in Taif. But, where the mind goes sometimes, you don't know which subject to hold on to. But we'll get back to what we are doing. So the ashik of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that is his condition. Ey mehna rahe mastana khushmi aedam. Tawruddin Rumi rahmatullah alayh. He says, na rahe mastana khushmi aedam. Ta abad jana chunimi baedam. Na rahe mastana khushmi aedam. Ta abad jana chunimi baedam. اے محبوب حقیقی آپ کی یاد میں ناراہائے عشق مجھے اچھے معلوم ہوتے ہیں اور قیامت تک اے محبوب اسی طرح مستانہ نعرے لگانا چاہتا ہوں. Oh my beloved Allah, to say Allah, Allah under all conditions, it is so pleasing to me that till قیامت day I would like to go on saying Allah, Allah. نعرے مستانہ خشمی آئے دم تا ابد جانا چنی می بائے دم. That is عشاق of Allah Ta'ala. Then the pain and suffering and everything that comes because they know it's coming from the Mehboob Allah. Then to us, because we are strangers to the marifat and muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, we cannot see the enjoyment that those عشاق of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala get. حضرت بلال رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ کا نعرہ احد لگانا تھا کہ اس یہودی کا غیظ و غضب ان پر ظلم اور زور کی صورت میں برس پڑا. So حضرت بلال رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, there was no question of concealing his ایمان. So the moment he said احد احد, the more the beating, the more the احد احد, Allah is one, Allah is one. My love for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will never be shaken with all the beating and persecution and torture and the whipping and the placing of the hot stones on my chest and making me lie down on the hot sands of Makkah Mukarrama and mercilessly torturing me. It is not going to shake up the iman that is in my heart. That was Hazrat Bilal. So this Yahudi got more angry that here I am beating him up and he's making ahad, ahad. Aapko itna mara ke lahu lohan kar diya. Aur usi zakhm ki halat mein garam garam ret par ghasetta. Aur kehta ke ab aainda wahdaniyat ka agar nara lagaya. To jaan se maar dalunga. The more he said ahad, the more the beating increased. Hit him and beat him so much that there was nothing but blood flowing from all sides of his body. And he said, if you are going to say one more time, Ahad, if you dare to say it one more time, then you watch what I do to you. Now, any other person in that state, especially when they were allowed also at such a time to conceal their iman, to save his life, he would have said, okay, I won't say Ahad. Look at the lesson that they left behind for us. What is this little test trial? And we start complaining and complaining and complaining. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu bas zubane haal arz kar rahe the, as if Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was saying, آپ کی محبت کے جرم میں یہ کفار مجھ کو قتل کر رہے ہیں. اے محبوب حقیقی, آپ بھی آسمان دنیا پر تشریف لائیے اور اپنے عاشق کے اس تماشے کو دیکھیے کہ کیا اچھا تماشا ہے. As if you were saying, oh Allah, you also come onto the first heaven and watch this عاشق of yours. They are trying to kill and murder. But come and look into my heart, O Allah. They will do their job. But here I am presenting before you proof of my ishq and my muhabbat for you, my Allah. Even in that state, they truly believe that Allah Ta'ala is with them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. This was the occasion of true sabr. So they truly believe that Allah Ta'ala is with. It's not that Allah Ta'ala went to sleep or handed over all affairs now to the kuffar and mushrikeen that you all do whatever you all want. I am not going to have anything to do with these bandas of mine and servants of mine. These were true bandas. But look at the kind of difficulties they are going through. Can we say that they were sinning? And here we make a little bit of namaz. Mawlana, so much namaz I make and still I don't know what's happening. So much tilawat I make. So much of zikrullah I made. But when I looked into the mirror, no extra noor came on my face. And my wife is still disobedient. And my husband is still a terror. So make use of the means to resolve the problems. But at the same time, believe that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in His wisdom, what He has chosen for us is the best. Look at all our weaknesses at that time. Where am I going wrong? Keep on finding. People sometimes say, I can't see any weakness in myself. Yet the person is clean shaven, his pant is below the ankles, his dealings are not right. He's watching all the filth on the television screen. But he says, I can't find weakness in myself. I make my namaz 5 times a day, Maulana. I can't seem to find any weakness in myself. So we have concluded that making namaz 5 times a day is Islam. That's Islam, finish. But here we are talking about those who are making the namaz and doing everything. But yet, these are tests and trials from Allah Ta'ala. So we must look at our weaknesses. And in others we must look at the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala that could be coming up for them. Ek din Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu us taraf se guzre aur Hazrat Bilal usi khasta aur kharab lahu luhan halat mein ahad ahad ka nara laga rahe the. As you know that one day Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu was passing, Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu making ahad ahad and he's being beaten. یہ آواز سن کر حضرت صدیق اکبر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کھڑے ہو گئے. Seeing حضرت بلال in that state, blood oozing from his body and from the wounds of that whipping, and still saying احد احد, حضرت صدیق اکبر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ stopped. حضرت صدیق اکبر کی جان پاک کو بوئے محبوب حقیقی محسوس ہوئی, جس سے آپ محو لذت ہو گئے. In that blood that was oozing, Hazrat Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, it was as if she got the fragrance of the muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. As if that blood that was oozing out of the body of Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was not blood, but it was ether of perfume. And the fragrance was not the fragrance of this world, but it was the fragrance of the muhabbat of Allah. And the fire of the ishq and muhabbat of Allah, which was burning in the heart of Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu ki is mazloomiyat ko dekh kar Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu ka dil tadap gaya. Looking at this mazloomiyat, that so much of zulm is being made on him, Hazrat Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he could not take it. His heart was deeply affected. His eyes began to tear. Unhone Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu ko alag bula kar samjaya ke tanhai mein Allah ka naam liya karo, is muzi ke saamne zahir mat karo, warna ye malqoon na haq tumko satayega. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu said to him in his ears, then don't take the name of Allah Ta'ala loudly in front of this zalim Yahudi. Take it silently. Because the more you're going to say ahad, the more you're going to take the name of Allah Ta'ala, the more this zalim is going to beat you up. So take it silently. You're not forced to say it loudly. حضرت بلال رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ نے عرض کیا کہ اے محترم، آپ حضور علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کے صدیق ہیں، آپ کی نصیحت میں قبول کرتا ہوں. صدیق یو دا کمپینین آف نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام، یو آر سو کلوز ٹو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، یو آف سچ اے ہائی کیلیبر، سو آئی ایم ایکسپٹنگ یور نصیحت، دیٹ آئی ول سے اٹ سائلنٹلی. دوسرے دن پھر حضرت ابوبکر صدیق رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ کا ادھر سے گزر ہوا، دیکھتے ہیں کہ پھر وہی ماجرا ہے. حضرت بلال رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ احد احد پکار رہے ہیں اور وہ یہودی ان کو بری طرح مار رہا ہے، یہاں تک کہ جسم خون سے لہو لہان ہو گیا ہے. اس دردناک منظر کو دیکھ کر آپ تڑپ گئے اور حضرت بلال کو پھر نصیحت فرمائی کہ بھائی، کیوں اس موذی کے سامنے احد کہتے ہو؟ دل ہی دل میں خاموشی کے ساتھ کہہ لیا کرو. حضرت بلال رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ نے کہا کہ اچھا، آپ کی نصیحت قبول کرتا ہوں. سیکنڈ ڈے اگین دا سیم تھنگ، وین از گوئنگ پاس حضرت بلال از سینگ احد احد، اللہ از ون اللہ از ون، اینڈ دا یہودی از بیٹنگ ہم اپ. سو حضرت صدیق اکبر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ سیڈ، یسٹرڈے آئی ٹولڈ یو سے اٹ سافٹلی، سے اٹ سائلنٹلی. ہی سیڈ ویل آئی ایکسپٹ یور نصیحت. جب پھر صدیق اکبر نے ان کو سکوت کی نصیحت فرمائی تو حضرت بلال نے پھر توبہ کی، لیکن جب عشق آیا تو ان کی توبہ کو کھا گیا، یعنی ان کی توبہ ٹوٹ گئی. There was no need, not doesn't really mean توبہ دید. What it means that he told حضرت صدیق رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, all right, I will say it softly, silently. But when the عشق of اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ, when the fire of the عشق and محبت and the love of اللہ تعالیٰ, when the flames begin to rise high in his heart, then again there was nothing that could dampen that spirit of Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. Again, whether he is getting a hiding or beating or anything, he says, Ahad, Ahad, Allah is one, Allah is one.
Bulbul kutuna kar hai nada. Hazrat Hakim Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, my Shaykh and Murshidi says, بلبل کت نہ کر ای ناداں، پابند سکوت و خاموشی. بلبل کت نہ کر ای ناداں، پابند سکوت و خاموشی. جب اس کو چمن یاد آئے گا، فریاد لبوں تک آئے گی. بلبل کت نہ کر تو اے ناداں، پابند سکوت و خاموشی. جب اس کو چمن یاد آئے گا، فریاد لبوں تک آئے گی. اسے ڈونٹ ٹیل دا نائٹنگیل دیٹ یو مزنٹ گو اینڈ سنگ دے اینڈ لیمنٹ دے اوور دوز فلاورز اینڈ سنگ یور بیوٹیفل سانگ دے. یو کانٹ tie up the nightingale in a chaman, in a garden, and say that you must remain silent. All the flowers here are here, very beautiful, but oh, you nightingale, you must remain silent. Sukoot. Jab unko chaman yaad aayega, faryaad labo tak aayega. And if you have kept it away from the garden and you have locked it up in a cage, then when it is going to think of those gardens and those flowers, it is going to bring on its tongue the remembrance of those flowers. So Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, no matter how much Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala told him, but if the nightingale cannot be silenced, where can the ashik of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala be silenced? We haven't tasted the ishq and the muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We are so engrossed in our worldly activities, which we say is for livelihood purposes. And it is a teaching of Islam and Sharia that to earn halal livelihood, it is an ibadat. Indeed it is. And we must make the effort to earn halal and providing for our children, for our family, for ourselves. It is an ibadat. But does it say anywhere that you must become an obsession, where after that we don't even have a little bit of time to check into our hearts
that what is the level of Allah Ta'ala's love in my heart after going for this halal risk, and what is the level of the ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in my heart.
Bulbul kun kar tu ae nada paband suko to khamoshi. Bulbul kun kar tu ae nada.
It's so beautiful.
Bulbul kun kar tu ae nada paband suko to khamoshi. Jab usko chaman yaad aayega faryaad labon tak aayegi.
Aashiq ko zikre mehboob ke baghair kahan sukoon mil sakta hai? Where can an aashiq have sukoon without the remembrance of his beloved? We will stop here for tonight.
Dile mustarib ka ye paigham hai, tere bin sukoon hai na aaram hai.
There is the aashiq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In this world, people who have got illicit beloveds, they don't get any kind of peace and change. They experience restlessness, and yet that is a muhabbat that is going to come to an end. And it brings nothing but restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems, as I always say. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ishq,
dile mustarib ko ye paigham hai, tere bin sukoon hai na aaram hai. Dile mustarib ka ye paigham hai, tere bin sukoon hai na aaram hai. Tadapne se humko faqat kaam hai, yahi bas muhabbat ka inaam hai. Dile mustarib ka ye paigham hai, tere bin sukoon hai na aaram hai. Tadapne se humko faqat kaam hai, yahi bas muhabbat ka inaam hai.
May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all that kind of ishq and muhabbat that Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala had, the companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had, the awliya siddiqeen have. It's not impossible. And when that kind of muhabbat will come into the heart, then that sukoon that it brings, it definitely, most certainly cannot be described in words. But each and every person, Allah Ta'ala has given him the potential to get that muhabbat. He's given the potential. Otherwise, he would not have made taqwa farz. But we don't want to taste the sweetness of it, then who do we blame? We want to please shaitan also and please Rahman also, so that's not going to work. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا رحيم يا كريم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. Hazrat Bilal رضي الله تعالى عنه was beaten up, he was persecuted, he was tortured, blood oozed from his body, but yet my beloved Allah, he went on saying, Ahad, Ahad. We are facing no test, no trial of our iman, and yet we have forgotten you, my Allah. Change the condition of our lives, change the condition of our hearts. Make us all yours and become ours. Forgive our major sins, minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly, unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. Bless us all with good health, with long life, with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction in our lives. Remove the difficulty, the hardship, the pain, the suffering of the ummah around the globe, especially in Palestine, my beloved Allah. Thousands of them, what kind of injuries and pain they are suffering. So many have lost their limbs, lost their sight, their bodies are burnt, their hands are missing, homes are destroyed, no fresh water. My beloved Allah, so many have lost their parents, lost their children, husbands have lost their wives, wives have lost their husbands. Unki haal par raham farma, karam farma, unki musibat ko, takleef ko, rahat se badal de. Unki pareshani ko, unki gham ko dur farma. My beloved Allah, make it easy for them. Those who have passed away, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. And those who are remaining, give them sabr-e jameel, ajr-e azim. Ya Allah, give hidayat to the zalim Yahudis and all enemies of Islam. But if they had made up their minds, they will never accept Islam and continue with torture and tyranny and oppression and suppression. Then, my beloved Allah, send the gale force winds against them. Remove them from the surface of the earth. Shake the ground beneath their feet. Cause the planes to crash, the ships to sink. My beloved Allah, create disunity amongst the ranks. We acknowledge that it is our weakness, my Allah. We are so disunited, fragmented, that we are watching the destruction, but it doesn't stir our hearts. The regimes around, my beloved Allah, give them hidayat. How long are they going to watch such kind of dominance by the enemies of Islam? Hamare haal par raham farma, hame sehat de, afiyat de, salamati de, izzat wali zindagi de, zillat aur ruswai se bacha. Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all his life he made duas for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness, and from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas samiul alim, wa tub alayna, innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayr khalqihi sayyidina, ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.